Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Last hour, I talked about Bill Clinton. Torture, like on 24, is okay. He went on in the program with a longer clip to say it's okay doing what you have to do. And then the media at the same time denies torture is going on while they promote it. And they admit that 24 Homeland Security's had parties on C-SPAN celebrating it with the people from the show saying thank you for all you've done, you've helped us. They admit it's a propaganda piece selling everyone on a new hero, someone who tortures children. And they have all these other shows that do it. And then I love the comments we got on the Dig page about it, where people said, okay, fine, but first we start with the New World Order. Great, now we're letting fictional TV characters guide our national policy. So the government shouldn't support torture formally, but there should be an implicit understanding among agents that they got to do what they got to do. Nice doublespeak, Bill. Those are the type of comments that our listeners were making on there and the readers are making there. By the way, with Dig, if we had 500 people, and I know we have millions that tune into the show, who every day when Paul Watson posts articles at around 9 a.m. Central and around 5 p.m. Central, that's when he updates twice a day, sometimes more, and if you'd go in and dig those stories and hit them and dig them to the front page and dig them off Jones Report and other places, they couldn't stop us from putting them on the front page. And a lot of the time, their censors just pull us down anyways. They're not supposed to, but they admit they do. Even though we want, you know, we get the digs, they don't want millions to be able to see it. They won't catch them all, and we'll get millions more viewers and listeners and readers. I mean, these are chinks in the enemy's armor. Digs like number 40 on the web. Wikipedia censoring everywhere, erasing mainstream stuff. The Kennedy assassination pages. They erased a page with E. Howard Hunt admitting he ran the op killing Kennedy. I mean, that was front page Rolling Stone magazine. Huge news. They said, nope, not newsworthy. Erased. Oh, Alex Jones sneaking into Bohemian Grove. Bohemian Grove, erased. Oh, Republican sex scandals. No, we're not going to have a page about gay porn stars in the White House. Erased. It's up to you to stop that. All right, do we have Mike Rivera? Oh, good. I didn't know that. Mike Rivera, we're going to break here in a minute, my friend, as a Saturday morning show right here on the Genesis Network for 2 hours. Mike, WhatReallyHappened.com, just out of the gates, what do you think of Bill Clinton out there double-speaking about torture again?
Well, it's just another attempt to resell the idea that torture is really cool and acceptable, and they went through the same idea about, you know, the hypothetical. What if you knew this one man could stop an atomic bomb going off in the city? Wouldn't you torture him to get that information? And, of course, it's one of these things where once you agree that that's acceptable, then you can say, well, then isn't this also acceptable, and isn't this also acceptable? And it's a way of luring people across a moral line past which they really can't go back, because once you have people saying, yeah, I'm okay with torture, then they can never admit that they were wrong. They can never admit the government was wrong. And you have some of these people who said torture was really okay, and when you confront them with the fact that we, the United States, tortured to death Iraqis to find the weapons of mass destruction, and it turned out there never were any, they don't even want to hear it. They can't deal with it. They can't look at it because they're saying, well, you know, what if they had been there? We needed to find it. No, but they weren't. We tortured
these people. And exactly, now it extrapolates out that they knew there weren't WMDs and they're just selling us on it. And now the security guard breaks a little girl's arm and says, well, she didn't pick the cake up properly. It's paying compliance. Oh, you didn't show me your ID. I'm going to taser you. I mean, torture now is widespread and accepted, at least by their henchmen. Mike Rivera is our guest. We'll go straight back to him on the other side. We'll talk about the war, the economy, everything.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have launched a new website that Kurt Nemo is going to be editing and running, truthnews.us. We got hack attacked a few months ago when I complained about Wikipedia censorship, and so I made the announcement that we would divide again. That's what we do. When you attack us, we only intensify. And if the New World Order ever kills me or ever sets me up, I want all of you to pledge to make 1,000 copies of Endgame and 1,000 copies of Terror Storm. Because I know a lot of you aren't going to do that, but if I did get whacked, I'm asking you to go even more insane with the material, more insane with the information, more aggressive. Shifting gears with Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com, just a great political mind on the New World Order, who I really respect and appreciate joining us once a month. He's a syndicated talk show host in his own right. Mike, I want to get into the torture and into the war, but I was just thinking earlier this morning, and I think Paul Watson's doing an article on PrisonPlanet.com right now. I'm seeing a new video every day the last 2 weeks, and before that every other day. It's exponential. I mean, I haven't counted them up. It's got to be like 30, 40 of them. Everywhere Giuliani goes, sometimes two or three times, like one time he got confronted three times in one day in two different cities, 9/11 truthers are showing up and saying, hey, you said you got told to get out of Building 7, that Tower 1 and 2 were going to fall before they did. Hey, you were running drills that day. Hey, the memos came out that you knew the air was bad to breathe and you worked with Bush to cover that up, which is now public, and he lies about that. And the media is going and checking, and then there's mainstream articles in the New York Times and on New York NBC and on newspapers in Florida. I mean, it's hurting him. And this phenomenon of Fred Thompson has been confronted like 10 times now. And Obama and Hillary and everywhere they go, they were at Marvin Bush's house, where they, by the way, had the mysterious death of the housekeeper being run over by the car in the front yard, which was impossible the way it happened. I mean, these guys are in front of his house, the big gate bullhorning him. I mean, this is explosive because it's all these uncoordinated mini-revolutions everywhere. And let me tell you, when somebody gets in your space and comes to your house, I've had it happen. I mean, it's very disconcerting. I mean, we're literally like dogs on a big bear, nipping at them, driving them over the cliff. This phenomenon, Michael Rivero, speak to it.
Well, obviously, I'm absolutely thrilled to see it, because what it means is that your ordinary American citizen has really reached the point of just being fed up with all the lies. I'm very happy to see that it's a younger crowd, because you know, it is the younger generation that's going to pay for our failings to get this country back on track. And they're starting to stand up and realize that it's not just going to go away, that they need to get out there, and they, like everybody else, they want the truth. They know that they are owed the truth. They understand that the government is not allowed under the Constitution to lie to the people, and that when the government is lying, it ceases to be the legal government. And I think very much this get-in-their-face and confrontational situation, it's going to continue and it's going to escalate. We're unfortunately going to see the other side fighting back. There's probably going to be more taserings, more effort to try and only allow selected people in to various political meetings. We saw an article Paul Joseph Watson put up just today about peace activists just doing nothing but reading the Constitution, being arrested and hauled away, while pro-war activists are allowed to simply chant and wave their banners all over the place. There was a huge protest in D.C. this last weekend. The mainstream media absolutely, totally blocked it out, did not report it. So, you know, it is definitely escalating. And as you say, it's leaderless. It is a lot of the independent people just deciding they've had enough, and all these little mini revolutions, and it's just going to keep on building and building. And the only way we're ever going to get closure on any of this stuff is for the government to come clean and say, yes, you were lied to about X, Y, Z. And this article that came out today in the Chicago Tribune about the USS Liberty is only going to fuel the anger of people who have suspected all along that they're being lied to about this. The American people aren't going to stand for being lied to. Once it's in their face and they can't pretend it doesn't exist anymore, they're going to get very angry.
Well, that's why the elite have preemptively been brainwashing the police and the military against us. It hasn't been working very well. I talked to a lot of military and police. But either they drink the Kool-Aid completely, or they completely understand that it's all a fraud. And, you know, 75% of the troops now, 82% major polls, the last Gallup poll, are against the war. And then Limbaugh calls the troops that are against the war cowards and says that they're not real troops, they're fake soldiers. I mean, that's not going to work any longer. And that's why I was just reading that the Attorney General, the new Attorney General, they're about to approve, this foreign dual citizen, this guy had $28 million of U.S. Marshal protection in a seven-year period. One judge, this is AP, $28 million in protection, all because he did the 1993 terror bombing. And turned out, of course, that was a government op. And then so you've got the very terrorist with a minion who covers up the fact that it's admitted, mainstream news, that the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, carried out the attacks, ordered the informants to stand back and let it happen. The informants freaked out and recorded them ordering it. And then it turns out that the foreign agent we're going to have as an attorney general openly had demanded $28 million in protection, and then the marshals, he was so rude and so mean, it says, this is mainstream news, refused to protect him anymore and said that they weren't allowed to use the toilets, they were treated bad, they were treated like dogs by him and his wife, and $28 million in protection? I mean,
So, my point is, that's why they want a police state, is so we can't bullhorn them, so we can't yell at them. So as they do more and more bad things, we're all walled off in the other part of the city and don't have our special pass that lets us, you know, go down the road. That's why they want us all transpondered in our cars and tracked, so they know where we're going and what we're doing. But I got news for them. You can't stop us all from openly speaking out. I mean, the video in D.C., and we checked, an unpermitted neocon rally, was allowed to have a pro-war rally where they chant that Iran is backing al-Qaeda, we've got to stop them now, and Iran and al-Qaeda are two different Shiite, Sunni, two different groups, each other's throats. And then Code Pink people are reading from the Bill of Rights and being arrested. And then the neocons go on the message boards and say, good, arrest them. I mean, what's wrong with them, Mike?
Well, they're desperate. They realize that they are losing the battle for the minds of America. They're losing it to independent radio. They're losing it to the blogs. And, you know, all of this screaming, high-pitched hysteria really is a sign of impending defeat. They're losing control of the minds of America. People are speaking out. You know, and as you said before, and this gets back to what you were talking about, that schoolgirl getting her arm broken over crumbs. You know, the American police and private security are starting to treat Americans the way the Army treats the Iraqis, and for exactly the same reason, to keep them scared, to keep them down, to keep them from fighting back against the occupation. It is amazing how similar, in terms of the psychology, we're seeing the government treat both Americans and Iraqis. We're both conquered peoples. We're not supposed to stand up and fight for our rights. This story coming out of the Arizona airport about the woman supposedly choking herself with her handcuffs.
If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. It's admitted that they jumped on her neck with their knees like they like to do. Of course it killed her. And now there's a big investigation.
Well, there's going to be a lot of pressure coming from the Bush administration to just basically let these cops walk, because when you turn the police into an oppressive force against the people, the first message you got to get out there is anything the cops do is going to be okay. They're never going to be published. They can do whatever they want. It's like that guy who got tape, that police officer who got tape recorded a week or so ago saying, I can just make up anything I want and throw you in jail. That is exactly what is being done to the American police, and the Bush administration and the neocons are going to do their very best to make sure that the police are never punished no matter what they do, because that sends a message out that you better cower and bow down before a uniform and a badge and know your place, or they can basically kill you if they want and nothing will be done. And that is really why we've got to watch what happens in this Arizona case.
And we're literally being brought into third world serfdom with a high-tech 21st century nightmare icing.
Yeah, absolutely. The principles are exactly the same as every other dictatorship in history. It's just the tools are a little bit different and a little bit hipper.
But it's not working. I mean, it's all coming out on the web. All the I'm going to frame you is coming out. Good cops are starting to speak out against it. What would you tell good military, good police, which are still the majority, but when 30% of the cops are bad, man, we're in trouble. I mean, what would you and the bad cops are being promoted. What would you tell good cops?
I would tell everybody exactly the same thing. Remember that the Constitution is the original contract with America. And when the government is not obeying their half of the contract, then we, the people, are released from our obligations to that government. And this gets back to that whole thing about a government lying to us about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, or who did 9/11, or...
And by the way, that's important, Mike. They didn't mess up and were wrong. They knew they were lying.
Oh, they absolutely were lying, and there was forged Niger documents, there was the dodgy dossier. They knew they were lying, and once a government lies, it ceases to be the legal government of this country, and we are under no obligation to support them, to pay their bills, to obey their dictates. They are an occupying power, and we, the people, are constitutionally empowered and mandated to remove an occupying government, occupying power from our government.
Mike, we're about to... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's my message to the soldiers and the police of this country.
Well, I just hope they know, at a basic level, I'm not their enemy. I mean, I want them to have a nice house and be free and have a swimming pool and have their liberties and be able to raise their children as they see fit. I'm not their enemy. And when you see a 250-pound guy just got out of the military with devil tats and a shaved head and a goatee out there searching some woman on the side of the highway, that's not freedom, and that guy's going to war.
and he's going to war against us.
Absolutely. Mike, stay there. I want to get into the drumbeats for attack on Iran. New York Sun, other big papers saying the war is on. Reports of the Bashir reactor being evacuated from Debka file. I don't know if that's true. Arab papers are saying that, too. We'll talk about it when we get back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRETActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
This is the GCN Radio Network. We're talking to Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com right now. I've launched a new website. I'm asking all my friends and associates and fellow freedom fighters to join us in promoting and getting the word out about this new site. It's going to have a lot of original news. It's done by Kurt Nemo and video selections and audio selections he thinks the most important in the great daily articles he writes and news blurbs, and also a spectrum of alternative and mainstream news, try to give you a clear picture of what's happening in this fight against the globalists. And that's truthnews.us, truthnews.us. Mike, people can't believe it if we've got 80-plus percent of the American people against war, 70-plus percent of the troops, the military's falling apart. They can't believe they're actually going to go into Iran. But the neocons are in the New York Post and New York Sun and a bunch of other publications saying, no, we're going in. The aircraft carriers are all sitting there. Do you think they're still going to do it, or what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I think they're still going to do it. They're trying desperately to find some kind of a justification that will get the American people to sit still. You know, they were trying to say nuclear bombs, but after the embarrassment of Iraq, obviously this is not something that's getting a lot of traction right now. As Seymour Hersh points out, they're trying to basically now blame the disaster in Iraq on Iranian interference. Again, this is a claim that's made without any real proof whatsoever, but this seems to be the excuse they're trying to say justifies going into Iran. The problem is, it's one thing when the leadership just doesn't care what the American people are thinking, and certainly they're very much out of touch with that right now. But the other one is, they don't seem to really be in touch with the current state of our military, because whether we could sustain an invasion of Iran is another matter. Now, there's no question they can go in there and they can bomb, you know, the crap out of a lot of places in there, especially if they use some of those nuclear bunker buster bombs. But after they bomb, what are they going to do? Just say we're done and go home? That really doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. I'd like to know where they think they're going to get the troops to conduct a ground war in Iran, especially given that Iran was not already weakened by 10 years of sanctions the way Iraq was. And right now, the U.S. forces are barely able to hang on to Iraq. They're really not hanging on to much outside of the green zone and a couple of key fire bases. We're not doing very well in Afghanistan. And, you know, it's beginning to remind me very much of the last days of World War II, when Hitler was ordering around armies that just didn't exist anymore, and his high command were so scared of him, they didn't want to tell him that those armies didn't exist anymore. And it almost seems like Bush and the neocons...
Well, that's why Bush, exactly. That's why Bush keeps replacing the Iraq commanders on average every 4 months. I mean, Secretary White was a complete New World Order minion running scams at Enron. He gave congressmen tours of fake computers that weren't hooked to real trading. I mean, he was an insider, and he said, sir, we need 400,000 men to secure this. And Bush said, we're not going to secure it. We're breaking the place down. And he said, well, I don't want to be part of that. And he said, you're fired.
Well, we're definitely seeing a lot of military being replaced, but that's not going to change the reality that they don't have the ground forces to go in and support.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That backs up what you're saying. It's just delusion. Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with the Chertoffs and the neocons? I mean, they just think they're invincible.
Well, I think the goal really is just to smash Israel's enemies, and they don't care what the effects are on the United States, because ultimately this is all being driven by Israel, and when Israel trashes the United States, they'll just find somebody else to be their patron saint take over from where the U.S. is to support Israel's aggressions in the area. But it really, this is a war that the U.S., we're already losing two wars, and we're going to have a third one we're going to be losing very, very quickly. Now, I want to touch on another topic here real quick, because remember when I said they can't get traction for the war in Iran, a new war in Iran, they're losing support for the wars in Iraq, and I want to remind everybody back during Vietnam, when the anti-war movement really got going and the war became really unpopular, all of a sudden we had a huge racial crisis where we had the Black Panthers and we had this and we had all these other things going on that dominated the American news.
Divide and conquer. They're going to try to use the illegal alien situation.
Well, not only that, but look at the situation out of Genesis 6, and now all of a sudden we're getting nooses tied on campuses across the country. Somebody is really trying to fan black-on-white hatred.
Well, it came out that it was a neocon op. It turned out those cartoons were fake. They weren't done by real artists. It turned out that those two neocon-run papers took video stills and then cartoonized them, and it was fake. And then they staged a few riots and then got the Muslims to actually do what they wanted, and then Europe votes for Sarkozy.
Yeah, and it's the same stuff all over again. It's like going back to the Black Panther coloring book that was put out by the FBI.
Stay there. Let's talk about that. Let's explain. Go back and look at that. Yeah, this is how they operate, folks. That's why I'm saying we got to come together. They try to get us into sects and different groups in our own little factions. No.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Open the phones up and talk about the war, torture, Bill of Rights under attack, solutions. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I want to talk about dynasties and what it's going to be like with Hillary Clinton ruling over us and how Mike thinks the left is going to respond to that. She'll no doubt attack a bunch more countries. She's sworn to do it. It's the very same crowd. I also want to get his response to, and I ask him this each month, but he gives us different angles of his view about where all this is going in the future and how we should fight socialized health care that seeks to control us, and also the new feudal system that they're going to do under the guise of carbon tax. So those three big topics coming up, and your calls at 1-800-259-9231. And the new editor and head of truthnews.us,
the firebrand, great writer, great researcher, great political mind in his own right, Kurt Nemo, joining us coming up from truthnews.us in the next hour. Who knows, maybe I'll even try to keep Mike over if he can a few minutes to say hi to Kurt. It's always great to have those two together. I don't think I've ever done that, but I've interviewed them both respectively, and it's always good to have other folks together in the mix. Before we go back to Mike Rivero, RonPaulDollar.net, beautiful, beautiful silver, bronze, and gold rounds. These are like, you know, full-size American Eagle gold coins, but these dollar rounds are just beautiful. You know, the silver dollar looks like a silver dollar. It is a silver dollar, and it's made of 9999 silver. It's beautiful double-stamped coins, and the Liberty Dollar has been around for a long time. Well, this is the Ron Paul Dollar, RonPaulDollar.net. What a collector. I've got one of the gold coins, beautiful, 888-LIB-DOLLAR, 888-LIB-DOLLAR, or 888-421-6181. And you can call. They can send you a brochure about the Federal Reserve and how it's private and how they started the Liberty Dollar and how it's an alternative system. So, again, RonPaulDollar.net, 888-421-6181. Cash in some of those Federal Reserve notes for a silver dollar, a gold dollar, a gold dollar. Of course, they have the bronze dollars as well. It's just fabulous stuff. 888-LIB-DOLLAR or 888-421-6181 or RonPaulDollar.net. And by the way, just a program note here about what I'm doing. We had four showings of Endgame here in Austin, Texas, because I finished it a month ago, and it won't be out. You can start pre-orders. Pre-orders will start Friday. We could start tomorrow, but pre-orders aren't going to start till Friday. And then that means we're getting them in, by the way, tomorrow. We got the tracking number. Thousands are coming here to the little office, little garage / warehouse. And we will prepackage them. We will put UPS stickers, or if you choose, USPS stickers on them. Have them ready, piled up for November 1st. They might even accidentally get shipped out earlier. But the point is that you will get yours first on DVD, and you'll be able to order coming up on Friday. We'll have links to the shopping cart up on whatistheendgame.com or endgamemovie.com, and, of course, on InfoWars and all the other sites where you can go right over to our Yahoo shopping cart and order there, or you can go ahead and write to us, and then we'll go ahead and process your order and put it in and have it packaged and ready to ship out for you. And that's coming up now in just like 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. And that will blast past, as you know, like three shakes of a lamb's tail or a twinkle in the eye, whatever, however you want to put it. So you can have Endgame on DVD first with the 45 minutes of extras, the 2-hour, 20-minute film. I mean, this sucker is jam-packed, the history of the New World Order, the currently what they're doing with the three super unions, and then their plan to exterminate through neo-eugenics and transhumanism 80% of the world's population. It is going to be available at the end of this week. Now, we're going to be shipping these out November 1st, and so you should be getting them by the first week of November. But for PrisonPlanet.tv members, October 26th, it is going to be up on PrisonPlanet.tv. So get your 15 cents a day membership. That just pays for the bandwidth. I went and got a fancy, went into Hawk basically to get the best content distribution network you can get. We've been doing tests the last 3 weeks. All the PrisonPlanet.tv videos you've been seeing have been off that. We're talking about 4 times T1 speed downloads. You know, if you've got a fast connection. Now, if you've got a bad connection, it's not going to be that fast. But, I mean, it's just smoking, beautiful flash, beautiful windows, beautiful quick time. It's just almost TV quality. Download them. Put them on disc. Give them to people. Now, with my distributor agreement, you cannot sell them. And with this film, if I catch people taking knockoffs and selling it for a couple bucks, we have to stop you. Because I've got a distributor putting them in stores, and frankly, we don't sell a tenth as many because everybody's giving them out and making copies and selling them. And so it's frankly, I've come to the point of a film gets so expensive to make when you buy the footage and you buy all the music and you do everything kosher and you know, do it all proper and flying around the world and all this, where I'll probably never make the money back even if I did that. I mean, it's a literal love affair. All right, I'm going to shut up. Mike Rivero's holding. I apologize for babbling for 5 minutes. But we're going to have it come back to the Alamo Draft House here in Austin on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of this month, and then on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of the in November. And then that is it. It's over. Okay, so if you want to get your tickets, it always sells out. Go to Infowars.com. We got links over there, so you can go ahead and get your tickets and come to those showings this month and next month. All right, Mike Rivero. Speaking of support, what really happened needs support, and I don't just have you on here for your great views on things. I always enjoy having you on, but I also want to tell folks about your Saturday show. Tell people about that.
Well, as you point out, I have a radio show Saturday mornings on the GCN network. It runs from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time, and we have a number of very interesting guests. We're probably, this coming Saturday, we're going to have Bob Watata on again. Apparently, the U.S. Army is again moving forward with a court-martial against Lieutenant Aaron Watata. This basically amounts to double jeopardy.
And I heard on NPR this morning, in between all the global warming, global tax, feudalism, slave news, and literal slavery, that they're looking for 25 years plus.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, this is an attempt to send a message to the troops, because what Aaron Watata has done is basically what the Uniform Code of Military Justice says that soldiers are allowed to do, and that is to refuse an order they believe to be illegal or immoral. This goes all the way back to the Nuremberg trials, when all the Nazis were saying, well, you can't prosecute me for the terrible things I did because I was just following orders. And coming out of that, there was a principle saying that soldiers can be held liable for illegal and immoral orders, and coincident with that, soldiers in the U.S. military were given the legal right to refuse illegal and immoral orders, and that's what Lieutenant Watata did. Now the military is trying to go back on their word, and they're trying to make an example out of him, because otherwise you're going to have two-thirds of the military already aware that this war is illegal, and that they're being asked to commit acts which are war crimes. And if Lieutenant Watata succeeds in reinforcing the principle that they don't have to obey these illegal orders, then you're going to have mass defections throughout the military, worse than is already going on.
What do you think of the whole, where do you see the Blackwater situation? I mean, even the puppet over there, Mattia, says, the president says, get Blackwater out. They're just mowing crowds down. There's all these videos getting released by contractors. You can't see their faces, where they just sit there shooting cars off the highway for fun, making fun of families they kill. I mean, you couldn't buy worse PR for our troops. This is getting our troops killed. What the contractors, and not just Blackwater, are doing is causing more resistance. It's exactly what the Pentagon actually wants. I mean, where do you see the Blackwater situation going?
Well, obviously, since the Pentagon just gave them a whole brand new contract, they're not going anywhere. They're going to stay in Iraq.
And they've now been paid $700 plus mil.
Yeah, and they're going to just go on continuing to do these kind of actions. And as you say, this is really what the Pentagon wants, because the ultimate aim isn't to try and calm things down in Iraq, but to explode them to the point where they can justify breaking Iraq into a bunch of smaller pieces to balkanize
it. And how do we know that? Official Israeli, official U.S., official statements, P2OG, Pentagon office. I mean, they have stated this.
Yeah, absolutely. They want to break Iraq into little tiny pieces that will never be a threat to Israel. And once we're in Iran, they're going to try and do the same thing with that. And then once we're in Saudi Arabia, they'll try and do it with that. And it's all about breaking the Middle East into little tiny pieces that can't stand up to Israel, so that Israel and its cultural national paranoia will feel safe. Of course, that's never really going to happen.
Now, I mean, obviously, it's Siamese twins, and folks, I've always criticized Israel for government-sponsored terror. They admit it in the Haaretz, Jerusalem Post. But to break this down, the oil companies and James Baker and Bush Sr. like to act like Bush and the neocons or ran off the reservation and did this all on their own. But really, the oil companies, to suppress oil being pumped and to drive up prices, actually did give tacit approval to all of this. And so there are other big players at the table. But it is Israel publicly, literally frothing at the head of the line, demanding thermal nuclear conflagration in Armageddon. Certainly they are at the fore, the most virulent here, you know, driving the four horsemen of the apocalypse. But at the same time, you've got the other globalists hanging back, giving approval to all this.
There are a lot of overlapping agendas in every war. No war is ever fought for just one reason. Oil is definitely part of it, and as you say, the real goal is to shut off oil production to drive up prices rather than acquire the oil, because we could have bought the oil from Iraq for one-tenth of what we're spending to conquer it. So, you know, that aspect never really made a heck of a lot of sense.
Well, we have oil company memos. They were mad at him in 90 for overpumping.
Yeah, very, very much so. And, again, that is part of the issue. We go back and look at the UNOCAL working group that went before Congress, I think it was in 94, where Hamid Karzai said, you know, we have to replace the government in Afghanistan in order to get our oil out of the Caspian Basin. And of course now Hamid Karzai is now the installed leader of Afghanistan. So oil is definitely a big part of it. But if you look at the statements coming out of official Israel for the last several years, it is very clear that they are cheerleading these wars on. The Israeli defense minister is now screaming at the UN, you must go take care of Iran for us.
Well, it would be wrong and it would be deceptive if we didn't just admit it. I mean, when you've got the former Israeli prime minister and all these other leaders saying we run America, and then we're not supposed to sit here and repeat what they say, we're bad if we do. It's just unbelievable.
Well, it is, and fortunately, of course, people are becoming more and more aware of it, and that's why this whole thing about the Israeli lobby and Walton Mearsheimer's book is up to like the top 10 on Amazon. And AIPAC has basically been reduced to screaming, we don't have any influence on America and we'll wreck the career of anybody who says we do. And because they're forced to be obvious and call attention to their activities, it really is working against them.
Have you noticed you don't hear from the ADL anymore?
Yeah, well, he's making a little bit of noise, but nobody's paying attention to him anymore because they kind of shot themselves down with their own spy scandal in, a few years back.
Well, listen. You know, we talk about how they want to factionalize, get the blacks against the whites. I mean, obviously, 50-plus percent of those in Israel, I just want to make this clear, against the war. It is a military dictatorship. They don't have freedom of the press there. That's why I can't believe they admit in their papers that Israel stages terror. When you look at the long-term strategy, this is all part of the New World Order to take on those sovereign nations to begin with, and then Israel is happy to play the part of the attack dog. I just want people, you know, to force everyone into this, kind of like the farmer has, his dog the collie that, herds the sheep. I really see Israel in that position, and it doesn't take away from Israel's culpability and the leadership there. Again, it's like if you have three guys robbing a bank, they're all three just as guilty. People always want to say it's this group or that group. We have across the board the global leadership now in France and Europe and here in the United States. Russia isn't putting up much of a fight against this. China is knee-deep in the New World Order. I mean, I just think they've all got each other's hands in each other's pockets with these global corporations to the point, Mike, that it just seems like it's all going over an edge no matter what we do.
Well, I know that's very frustrating, and unfortunately, a lot of people are still trying to do protests and petitions because they think it's going to change anything, and it really isn't, not with the elections as badly compromised as they are. And I really hate to think of the possibility that we are heading to a new world war, but it's inescapable that our current administration is following pretty much the same blueprint that Hitler did to start World War II. We've had fake terror attacks.
And then they know it's... Go ahead.
Yeah, and we've got these fake attacks to justify invading countries that haven't done anything to us. And everybody, knows Hitler led Germany into complete and utter disaster. So it boggles the mind why George Bush is following that same blueprint, knowing that historically, it's going to lead to the destruction of the United States.
Because the Milner Group, this is in Carol Quigley's book, it's in other mainstream documents, the Milner Group that headed up the Bank of England by the 20s was funding all of the, quote, right-wing groups in Germany wanting to build Germany back up for war and this time to fully destroy Europe so then the Anglo-American Empire could be preeminent. Well, now it's the global corporations above the nations, and they plan to use the U.S. to grab property and lands and then in the end destroy our name while using us to set up the one world government. And that's why you have the Federal Reserve and the whole leadership bad-mouthing the dollar right now and bad-mouthing housing prices, the cash sink, as you say. I mean, they're doing everything they can in actions to really destroy this country, and I see it as the same operation of the Milner Group in helping install Hitler and bring him to power right through buying up all the groups to picking him and putting him in and then doing psychological analysis of him and setting him up. I mean, this is very, very sophisticated what they're doing.
Yeah, it is, and there's a lot of globalists very much in play. But, you know, it's hard to say that there's a single unified control over current world events. We have a lot of warring factions, and I'm seeing an increase in the factionalization even within the U.S. government itself.
But we're not seeing factionalization on the global tax, which, again, isn't just going to be oil and fuel. They're saying on big houses, on cars, on home inspections, people running your life. We're seeing unification there, brother.
Well, we absolutely are, and it's all about another global tax, and it's all about another global control of our lives. And, you know, again, this whole thing about global warming, they're taking a natural occurring event, and they're turning it into a crisis that justifies taxation.
Stay there. I want to get your analysis on that when we get back. And we're going to go to your calls. I'll keep Mike over a little bit, and we'll get Kurt Nimmo on here. He's heading up our new website, Truth News. .us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We'll be right back.
I forgot to ask Mike if he can stay with us a little bit for the next hour with Kurt Nemo and take some calls. Can you do that, Mike?
Yes, I can.
Fantastic. Let's get to some calls, and we start the next hour. I'm going to get your take on the whole push for the global tax. Who's up first here in this big call list we've got? Mark in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on the air, Mark. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
Hi. I want to go over a few things on the police state. In Las Vegas, Nevada, the public schools, like high school, they've got a thing set up where when you enroll in a school, your child has to agree to be interviewed by a military recruiter before they graduate. And if they try to opt out of that, they'll be rejected from having their picture show up in the yearbook.
Yeah, that's nationwide, and that's federal funding doing that. Mike Rivero, tell them about it.
Well, obviously, I mean, the whole idea is just, at every possible opportunity, get the children into the hands of the recruiters who will say and do and promise anything to get them to sign up for a stint in the military. And what
they've been caught across the country threatening them with jail.
Yeah, absolutely. And there have been numerous cases where people will sign up for the military and they do not get the benefits that they've been promised. They do not get the positions they've been promised. And the courts have repeatedly ruled that any promises military recruiters make are not legally enforceable. And this is a message parents need to give to their kids before their kids get taken before these military recruiters, is that these recruiters will lie. They do lie. And you cannot take anything that they say on face value, because after all, they work for a government that we know lied us into a war in Iraq. And, unfortunately...
By the way, if you think you're getting Social Security in the next 10 years, I mean, by 10 years from now, they're admitting nothing. If you think you're getting benefits, this whole thing's going to collapse, folks. Go ahead,
Mike. It absolutely is. I mean, the Clinton administration looted Social Security to create their budget surplus. There's nothing in there but IOUs, and now that the baby boomers are starting to retire, the Social Security fund is just completely stressed out, and they don't have the money that's in there to really pay the benefits they've promised. And they're already talking about cutting benefits because of the Social Security crisis. And it's kind of this weird cycle, because Greenspan, used the cash buildup in Social Security before Clinton looted it as raised Social Security taxes because of the baby boomers, and then they turn around and they say, well, look at all this extra money we've got in there. We can give tax cuts to the rich. Then the tax cuts create a huge deficit, and then they say, oh, we're out of money. We've got to cut Social Security benefits. So it's a really crooked deal all the way around.
It's amazing. But anything else from Vegas there, Mark?
Yes, Alex. The other thing is there was a law that the state legislature put through a few months ago that gave full police powers to school crossing guards. They have full power as a regular police officer. They can arrest. They'll sit there with radar guns. They can give you tickets.
This in New York. They've done this in London. Another sign of police state is a subgrade of tattletale revenue-raising semi-cop. Mike?
Yeah, basically it's informants and snitches, and while we've had covert informants in the United States, I mean, the FBI has them on every college campus to keep watch on student activists.
Now they're creating public cores of them.
Yeah, just like the Nazis did. Isn't that kind of amazing? You know, the little snitch who would go and run and tell the Nazis about everything that was going on. And it's just a device to keep us all afraid from speaking out, because the person next to us might be a snitch for the government.
Yeah, I got an idea. Let's put everybody on a list. New World Order. How about everybody just get on it? You criminals. Then we'll know who the bad guys are, those that aren't on list. We'll be right back. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.